Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today in this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 108. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 108. To give and to receive are one in truth. Vision depends upon today's idea. The light is in it, for it reconciles all seeming opposites. And what is light except the resolution, born of peace, of all your conflicts and mistaken thoughts into one concept which is wholly true? Even that one will disappear because the thought behind it will appear instead to take its place. And now you are at peace forever, for the dream is over then. True light that makes true vision possible is not the light the body's eyes behold. True light is a state of mind that has become so unified that darkness cannot be perceived at all. And thus, what is the same is seen as one, while what is not the same remains unnoticed, for it is not there. This is the light that shows no opposites, and vision, being healed, has power to heal. This is the light that brings your peace of mind to other minds, to share it, and be glad that they are one with you and with themselves. This is the light that heals, because it brings single perception, based upon one frame of reference, from which one meaning comes. To give and to receive are one in truth. This lesson starts out teaching me about vision. This vision is when we bring everything to the one truth. There are no opposites to the truth. The one truth is the only thing there is. This lesson talks about true light. True light makes true vision possible. This light is not the sight the body's eyes behold. This light is a state of mind that has become so unified that darkness cannot be perceived at all. There isn't anything to see but truth. It is this unified state of mind, this one concept that is wholly true. And bringing every thought to this unified state of mind, that is vision. The unified state of mind is the one concept that is wholly true. There is no other that is wholly true. There aren't any opposites to the truth. And so, when a unified state of mind perceives no opposites, that is vision. The exercise today is a step into this unified state of mind by taking one thought and unifying it completely. So I practice diligently today with the idea that giving and receiving are one in truth. They are the same thing. As I give peace, I receive peace. As I receive peace, I give peace. They are the same unified thought. Practicing with this thought has immediate return. As I practice, I experience that I do receive exactly the amount that I give. It's a start to experience the oneness of what gives and what receives. Because this thought offers a fast cause and effect result, I can experience the truth of it. And once I have a unified mind about this thought, it will lead to the unification of the entire thought system. So I start with this lesson today, increasing my understanding of cause and effect. The unified mind is what we will be working on throughout the course. But for today, he's asking us to see the direct results of the unified mind by practicing to give and to receive our one in truth. And so if we can practice this today and see how it does unify by seeing giving and receiving are the same, this will help us to learn that everything is unified in the mind. This practice of giving and receiving is beautiful to me. It reminds me of the Buddhist practice of offering metta prayer, where they offer to all beings happiness and liberation from false mind. And when I offer this prayer to all beings, large and small, near and far, all beings, I offer happiness and liberation. And it makes me feel good. And I just realize that the experience of this prayer is this lesson. Giving and receiving are the same. And so when we practice this today, we can practice it all day long in any situation we find ourselves in. Say we go to a store, we can offer all beings there peace, and we will receive peace. We can offer everyone there kindness, and we will receive back kindness. It is a perfect experiment for us to teach ourselves the unification of the mind. Holy Spirit, help me to practice this today, because this is a huge step in my experiencing and understanding and accepting the unification of the mind. I am so grateful for the mind that we share. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts today, we practice by saying, to give and receive our one in truth. I will receive what I am giving now. And we close our eyes and we think about what we would hold out to everyone so that we would have it for ourselves. We might say to everyone, I offer quietness. I offer peace of mind. I offer gentleness. And as we offer these to those that come to mind, we offer it in gratitude and confidence. It will be given and received. And we let the inner guide us to the truth. Thank you for joining with me in the peacefulness of our one mind. Namaste.